Well, today, without mentioning Donald Trump by name, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan told Fox News that he did cast his ballot for the GOP nominee in early voting while supporting his party's entire ticket. In the past few months, Ryan has vowed not to campaign for or defend Donald Trump in a very public feud that's put Ryan's position as House Speaker in question. Marty Michelson from Here Now contributor WUWM in Milwaukee reports.
It felt pretty uncomfortable when House Speaker Paul Ryan took the stage at a campaign rally in Elkhorn, Wisconsin last month. Ryan was there to introduce Donald Trump to a couple of hundred Trump supporters. Thing is, Ryan knew Trump was not showing up.
Let me just start off by saying there is a bit of an elephant in the room. And it is a troubling situation. I'm serious. It is. I put out a statement about
Ryan acknowledged Trump's absence from the rally, but didn't mention him by name. And as he concluded his speech, Trump supporters chanted, "Shame on you."
Thank you for coming out for Fall Fest, everybody. Thank you so much, you guys. God bless you all. Thank you. Appreciate it.
The rally-goers were angry with Ryan. The night before, he had issued a statement saying Trump's lewd comments about women in the Access Hollywood video sickened him. Later, Ryan said he would not defend Trump, nor would he campaign with him. Trump tweeted that it's hard to do well without backing from the party and criticized Ryan in an interview with Fox News.
I think we should get support, and we don't get the support from guys like Paul Ryan. He had a conference call yesterday with congressmen, with hundreds of them, and they practically rioted against him on the phone. One person stuck up for him. So I'm just tired of non-support, and I don't really want to support.
I'm not a Paul Ryan fan. I haven't been for a long time.
Dan Ryan, no relation, is eating breakfast at Euros West in Waukesha, a Milwaukee suburb and Republican stronghold. He thinks Paul Ryan's actions will hurt Republicans in down-ballot races and amount to a victory for Democrats.
But I really don't think he wants Trump to be president. That's my gut feeling. I think he didn't want it from the get-go. He's an establishment. I truly believe that he would rather have Hillary be president than Trump. And I think that's been made very apparent. How do you go ahead?
But Trump supporter Bob Schaaf thinks the House Speaker is doing the best he can, striking a balance between denouncing Trump's comments while still endorsing his party's candidate for president.
Well, I like Paul Ryan, and I like the job he's doing for America and for Wisconsin, and he's entitled to his opinion.
However, a recent national poll from YouGov shows 64% of Trump voters have a negative view of Paul Ryan. One person hoping to capitalize on those numbers is Ryan Solon. The Democrat and Iraq war vet is challenging Paul Ryan for his seat in Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District.
Hi, this is Dream from the Kenosha Democratic Party. Is this Frank?
Solon is mingling with volunteers, manning a phone bank at a field office in the district. While he's never held public office, Solon thinks he has a shot at knocking Paul Ryan off his roost. He claims his campaign is seeing donations from Republicans who want to see Ryan go.
Although some people do leave a note and say, you know, that they're Republicans, but I do get messages from some of the people that say they're supporting me as well. And so I can say that I'd say probably roughly an estimate, maybe a quarter to a third.
A Marquette University poll from September shows that 47% of Wisconsinites think Paul Ryan is doing a good job. But the speaker is taking nothing for granted. His campaign launched a TV ad last week promoting a post-election GOP agenda.
The Obamacare law is not working. We're going to replace that. We want our welfare system to be a system that gets people from welfare to work. We also are worried about our national security, making sure that our military has what they need. And that's precisely what we're going to be doing in the House. I'm Paul Ryan, and I approve this message.
It's highly unlikely that Ryan will lose his seat, according to Lily Gorin. She's a political scientist at Carroll University and says Ryan has won past contests in Wisconsin by overwhelming margins.
He is well-liked in the district for the most part, and I think that, you know, he will probably handily defeat his Democratic challenger.
But Paul Ryan's chances of becoming House Speaker again could be another story. Gorin says if Trump loses and Republicans, as expected, maintain control of the House, Trump's backers in the House may want payback.
Certainly members of the Freedom Caucus and to some degree some of the vocal supporters of Donald Trump would indicate that Paul Ryan has not been fully supportive of Trump's candidacy and that they may lay some blame on him for Donald Trump's loss in November.
If that happens, Ryan would likely find himself in a familiar position, mulling his options. He would have to decide if another stint as House Speaker is in order, or maybe going back to his role as House Ways and Means Committee Chair would be a better perch from which to assess the future of his party and his own political aspirations. House leadership elections are scheduled for mid-November. For Here and Now, I'm Marty Michelson in Milwaukee.